This is JIS News. Coming up, Industry Ministry developing policy to expedite creation of special economic zones, net international reserves increase, and animal identification system tags to arrive within 2 weeks. The news in detail after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies
to... Now the news. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is developing a policy to expedite the creation of special economic zones, SEZs, in Jamaica. Development of the zones is a critical component of the Global Logistics Hub initiative. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton says the proposed policy will guide the passage of critical and relevant pieces of legislation, create a supportive policy and regulatory framework for the SEZs, and help to create the institutional strengthening required for a timely establishment of the zones.
Overall, we're seeking to, one, make the special economic zones part of a successful strategy in attracting investments and creating jobs. Ensure that the special economic zones are economically sustainable and deliver positive results, including catalyzing economic reforms. Thirdly, ensuring that the sustainability of the SEZs from an institutional, social, and environmental perspective is addressed.
Mr. Hilton was addressing stakeholders at a meeting in Kingston Thursday to discuss the SEZ policy framework. He notes that any policy regime implemented must comply with Jamaica's obligations under the World Trade Organization, WTO, by 2015. The Bank of Jamaica, the BOJ, is reporting that as at the end of June 2014, the country's net international reserves, NIR, increased to $1.37 billion. This is up from $1.16 billion recorded at the end of May. The BOJ is attributing the increase to growth in the country's foreign assets and a decrease in its foreign liabilities. According to the central bank, at the end of June, foreign assets increased by $195 million and foreign liabilities, which include money owed to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, fell by $16.24 million. Financial analyst Ralston Hyman says this increase in the NIR is a plus for the Jamaican economy.
If you have higher levels of reserves, it is easier to get credit, it is easier to get foreign direct investment flows because investors feel confident that they'll be paid and their profits can be repatriated.
Mr. Hyman was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The NIR represents a measure of foreign goods and services that can be purchased over a period of time. It also strengthens the country's ability to survive external shocks, to cope with shifts in investor confidence and natural disasters. The government will be focusing on some key sectors under Phase 2 of the National Export Strategy, NES, while it looks to increase exports. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says priority sectors are agro-processing and agribusiness, mining, film and animation, information technology-enabled services and manufacturing.
We are employing a more targeted approach in the second phase of the National Export Strategy by focusing on fewer priority sectors and cross-cutting strategies and demanding more accountability for the initiatives.
The minister was speaking at a recent press conference to announce the results of the FINPYME Export Plus program for small exporters. Mr. Hilton says the strategies to boost exports include financing, market access and trade information, capacity building and standards and quality management. And tags for the National Animal Identification and Traceability System are expected to be on the island within another 2 weeks. Under the system, which forms part of measures by the Ministry of Agriculture to fight predial larceny, some 700,000 cattle will be tagged. Prominent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, is encouraging farmers to make use of the system to prevent theft of their animals.
I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, support the program, because it is designed to help you. The first tags will be free of cost, but of course, any calf barn after that, you're going to have to buy the tag, and the tag is less than $200. So there is no excuse not to have it.
Mr. Stanbury was delivering the keynote address at the 119th Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in Clarendon recently. The traceability system will be supported by legislation such as the Animal Disease and Importation Act, as tagging will be mandatory for all cattle owners. That was the JIS News. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.